Drew Carey, the host of television's The Price is Right, used to open his own Drew Carey show with the song Cleveland Rocks. All the little kids growing up on the skids, going Cleveland Rocks, Cleveland Rocks. Carey is a native of Parma, Ohio, that's just outside Cleveland, and he joins us today from Cape Town, South Africa, where he's been watching the World Cup. Drew Carey, how bad a day for Cleveland is this?
It's pretty bad. Yeah, I actually live near Parma. People think I'm from Parma. Actually, my house is right in the city of Cleveland. But, I got to say that one guy doesn't make a city. I mean, it was fun watching him. But honestly, we should be thankful that he was there even in the first place. I mean, he came right after high school. A lot of teams are after him, and he signed with Cleveland. And it's not like we didn't have a chance to build a championship team there with him on the team. We had plenty of years to do it. The owners there, I say we, the whole city owns them, what they don't. The Cavaliers had a chance to do it, and they didn't. And I think he just got tired of waiting or thought it probably would never happen if he stayed there. And so he wanted to move on and try to win a championship elsewhere. But I knew he wasn't going to the Knicks, I'll tell you that. My friends that thought he was going to the Knicks, booyah.
So the bright side is at least New York hasn't gained by this by this event.
There's no way he was going to the Knicks in the first place. But when it comes down to it, LeBron's making the best decision for LeBron and nobody else. And everybody does that even when they quit their job, when they get married, when they get divorced, when they do everything. I knew it looked bad when he was going to have an hour-long special to announce it. Because let's say you have a fight with your wife. If you make up with her, you just walk up to her and kiss her.
You think that could have taken less than an hour to say, I'm staying in Cleveland.
An hour-long thing, you're like, oh, my God, he's got explaining to do. That means he's breaking up. That's when you know there's trouble.
But, this is developing into a story about Cleveland, a narrative that LeBron James is just the next Art Modell, the owner of the Cleveland Browns, who packed the team in for Baltimore, that somehow, the city you were born in and grew up in is a city that people grow up to leave. And frankly, you don't do the prices right from Cleveland,
Yeah, you can't do the prices right in Cleveland. But, if I could, I would. But I still got nothing for love but for LeBron because I can't fault a guy for making his own decision. I don't hate anybody for doing anything anyway. I just don't have it in me anymore. I got really mad at Art Modell when he took the team away. But you know what? I found something else to do on Sundays.
So you're not angry.
No, I'm not angry. But, the Drew Carey from 10 years ago would have been angry. But now I'm a whole different person than I was back then when Modell left. I was like the end of the world and this can't happen and Cleveland needs a team. But nobody needs an NFL team. Nobody needs LeBron to be playing for them. And honestly, if that's what you look to for your happiness, you're looking in the wrong places.
Well, Drew Carey, I hope that everyone in Cleveland is listening to you and can take heart from your pep talk from South Africa.
Thanks. God bless you, man. Thank you.
Who's going to win the World Cup this year?
My mind says Spain. My heart's rooting for Holland.
Okay. Drew Carey in Cape Town, South Africa. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, man. Bye.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.